Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yes, welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. I am the Reverend Enfuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
Show's namesake, BJ Shea, is on assignment, but running the boards is Joey D.
Hi.
On today's show, I will talk with Gareth von Kallenbach about video game and movie news that all seem kind of tied in together, but maybe not. We don't even know at this point. Lots of rumors. We will also talk about the new and final Eternals trailer. What the hell is going on with that?
It's awesome.
And of course, the Geek Sheet with Vicky B. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com. It's going to have our blogs, podcasts, and more. Or just search for BJ Shea's Geek Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, and the Odyssey app to find us.
Yeah, so many ways for you to find us and get a hold of us and, you know, send us a Facebook message or an email at bjgeeknation@gmail.com if you want to, or you can just listen to us talk about the things that are going on in our world. And our world surrounds video games most of the time with me and movies most of the time with Gareth. And well, without any further ado, let's get in with our main man over there. Gareth von Kallenbach joins us from Skewed and Reviewed, that is sknr.net. And I do know that QuakeCon is going to be getting a lot of information, and we'll have a lot of that next week, but there are still some rumors swirling around that are pretty interesting.
Yep. One of the things about to come down is this morning we started to get news. We talked last week about the possibility remastered or remade Quake. Well, apparently that's getting a lot of traction. What we're hearing is that the entertainment rating board has already listed Ooh. A Quake, and there is a rating up for it, and people are saying, noticing things like PS5, Xbox Series X, Series S related to it, and they're saying it's a remaster. So it looked attractive, and you know, we're waiting for that announcement. It could be coming down any moment as we're recording this, but it definitely looks like it's one of those worst kept secrets, because it's been buzzing around for a week, and now multiple outlets are saying there's already a ratings verification up for it.
And it makes sense in terms of if you're just thinking about it and realizing, yeah, like right now, Diablo 2 is having their open beta weekend for the Diablo 2 remastered, reignited, re-whatever you want to call it. So, bringing back the oldies, and Quake was a really good old school game, so I'm kind of excited for that. Moving on from that, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Aliens worlds, or maybe not, maybe something going on with AVP as well. Again, rumors are getting kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. So this is odd because, you know, first off, you know of the Alien tabletop game and role-playing game.
Yeah.
And it all started because a few days ago, they said, hey, we got the Colonial Marines Handbook coming out. This is the latest one. Boom, it's out. And shortly after that, Nerf came out and said, oh, by the way, we've got a collectible replica that we're only going to sell online of the Nerf Blaster, of the, you know, Colonial Marines Pulse Rifle, $99, boom, bang.
Ooh.
And we all thought, okay, so this seems to be tied in. We've got Aliens Fireteam Elite coming out next week on Tuesday. People are excited about this. You know, there's the connection, for those who don't know, to a recent book called Aliens Infiltrator, where, without giving away things in the book, it kind of hints at an off-site facility and various things, and where the book ends is where I understand the game actually begins, and we're guessing you eventually go into this off-site facility that was rumored but not mentioned. There's the connection there. Everyone's really excited about that. Some of the early buzz from playtesting has been very positive. People to what I think is going to be a very good quality game. We've already talked about the price is reasonable. It's not coming out at $59. And then this bombshell gets dropped on us yesterday. And I do want to say right now, I'm definitely saying take this one with a grain of salt, because only one outlet is running with it. And they posted it last night, and it's the usual, we've got a reliable insider who tells us this and blah, 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 blah. They're claiming that an Alien versus Predator film is in the works at Disney.
Really?
And while I go, okay, that's interesting. We already discussed the Alien TV series is in the works at Hulu for next year. this is where I'm kind of going, yeah, hold the brakes on that one. Now, I'm not saying it's not something they would have interest in. The reason I'm hesitant is people forget that they're going on over Predator right now.
Oh, so they're actually having some issues then.
Correct. The writers of the original Predator basically claimed that they had an agreement with Fox that after a certain time they retained the rights. And when Fox was purchased by Disney, who got those rights, that's where the big fight is brewing. Now, we know they have the new film Bones in the works right now, which is set hundreds of years in the past. Native American. It's going to be on Hulu, apparently, instead of theatrical, about the Predator's first trip on Earth. There's a part of me saying I don't see them running another film into production while this is pending, unless there is some stipulation that whatever's in production would have to go through. Now, I like to play devil's advocate, and my attitude on it is I'm guessing Disney's confident they're going to come out ahead because they can either A, delay this thing forever till it becomes too costly and strike a deal, win outright, or even if they lose, they can appeal this thing forever, keep it going, and eventually it comes to a point where it's, okay, how much money are you going to give us to make this go away? And somebody came up to me and said, maybe it's some kind of deal where like a standalone Predator film is covered, but an Alien versus Predator is not. And, you know, kind of like that whole thing about why they can't do a standalone Hulk movie, because apparently standalone Hulk movies, there's that debate, does Universal still have the right to that? That's why when they do them, they throw an honorable hero in with them. And so, you know, it's interesting. It's just, it's funny how you have this window where the game is coming, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, bang, 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 all these other things jump on it as
shocking.
Well.
Shocking, yeah, right. Totally shocking and completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. Moving on beyond that, what's the new stuff going on with Dying Light?
Okay, so Dying Light, as everyone may or may not know, recently said, hey, we're not doing any next-generation upgrades. We're focused on the new game, which is coming out in December. People have been waiting for Dying Light 2 forever. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue this morning, they say, oh, by the way, we've got this thing coming called Low Gravity, which is an event, and there's a $299 astronaut that has all the new space weapons and space armor and space vehicle, and you can go kill zombies.
In space!
Exactly. And of course, people are excited about this, but I've had a couple people write me and say they can't do a PS5 upgrade, but yet they had time to do this. And I said, well, you got to remember, there's money to be made off this.
Oh, yeah.
It may only be $2.99 a shot, but if even 20% of the people who have the game buy that $2.99, that adds up.
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely. And I mean, come on, everyone loves space. Look at the Fast and the Furious.
Exactly. And so it's like, you know, chop them up, run them over. I mean, that's what I do. I just get in the dune buggy and run them over. It's a lot easier than trying to fight them.
Yeah, but can you imagine space zombies? We don't like that. And finally, kind of speaking of zombies a little bit, what's going on with Call of Duty?
Okay, so Call of Duty is being very clever. They are about to reveal Vanguard. We talked about that recently.
Oh, yeah.
That was confirmed that it is the new game. It's from Sledgehammer Games. It's going to be out probably October, November. It is going to be World War II based. And what was interesting about it is that the full reveal is going to be taking place in Warzone. And again, this is an that imminently is about to happen as we're talking about it.
Right.
But people told me that one of the interesting things was this morning, the train that circles the map in the area shut down. It was basically shut down, looked like it was slightly derailed. Well, it wasn't slightly. The video I saw was it basically had a crash and was on fire.
Ooh.
And shut down. And people were saying they believe this is the teaser because they are going to be doing the reveal in game. So people thought it's kind of the old, we're going to shut down the train, we're going to have this whole thing. Perhaps the whole idea is to get people together. I've always found it really interesting how you do the reveal in-game. It's like, so what are they all going to do? Gather around the train and the trailer pops up on the side of it? But, you know, they have ways of doing that, and that's what makes it really interesting. And, of course, you can bet shortly after the reveal is done online, it's going to be made available to everyone, and we'll, you know, hopefully get an idea of a release date and that sort of thing. I'm kind of thinking that if they don't give us a release date now, Gamescom is coming up next week. We'll possibly get more details and, you know, a release date then. But keeping with everything else, you can kind of guess it's going to be somewhere between October and November. They almost always have them out before Thanksgiving so they can take advantage of the shopping season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know that even though we don't know yet, you will know very soon, if not already, by the time this goes out or when our listeners listen. So they can check out Skewed and Reviewed. You can find that at sknr.net or via all of them social medias. Thank you so much, Gareth.
Anytime. Take care.
Thank you, Gareth. Again, Gareth von Kallenbach from Skewed and Reviewed. That's sknr.net. Now, yesterday, a trailer dropped in the early morning that was the final trailer for The Eternals, which is coming out a little bit, in like November or some crap like that?
I think so.
Yeah, somewhere around those lines. I'm pretty sure that it is. The one big thing with this, though, and the big question, November 5th, by the way, the big question that everyone's been asking is like, if The Eternals have been around and they're so badass and so awesome, why the heck did they not help out with Thanos and, you know, the snapping of, you know, half of the galaxy, multiverse, universe, not multiverse, but the half of the universe, all the women, children, men, birds,
everything. Bees,
lizards,
plants, probably. I don't know. We didn't see half of plants. I don't know how this whole thing works. It's movie magic. But yeah, so the final Eternals trailer actually does address this, like, right away, just asking straight up, why didn't you help out? Which is a very succinct answer when they came down to it. It's, because we are only here to interfere when the Deviants come around. And if you don't know the Deviants, they are essentially the opposite of the Eternals. There's the good guys and the bad guys. It's pretty straightforward when it comes down to it, when it comes down to all of that sort of thing. So very interesting to see all of that. I did like the fact that we got to see more of the characters doing things like shooting lasers out of their eyeballs. And
very Cyclopsy.
Yeah. Or even like Superman-y. I was kind of thinking that with like the laser shots. So
it just made me think that I wouldn't mind seeing him as a Cyclops. Like if he would, I'm totally blanking on his name. I just keep thinking Rob Stark.
Oh, yeah. 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 Who's Icarus in the movie? Mm-hmm. But I can't remember the actor's name.
Oh, I always forget his name. But basically, if he wasn't in this, I could totally see him playing Cyclops. Maybe because he kind of looks like James Marsden. I don't know.
Yeah. Richard Madden as Icarus.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah. So the first time the first Eternals trailer broke a pandemic record back in the day, seeing 77 million global views in the first 24 hours. People were really excited for this movie. And so this one has been a little bit more in terms of like figuring out what the hell is going on. Again, like I said, it's scheduled to be released on November 5th. And I don't think this one had too many delays, but everything's been delayed at this point.
I have a question. Who's the big red guy with six eyes?
The big red guy with six eyes.
I wasn't 100% sure, so I decided to kind of look into it. And all I'm getting, at least with this article, is that he's just in like I'm blanking on the word.
Celestial.
Oh.
Yes. And I did find an article asking about that because they did ask about two different things. They asked who are basically the lead deviant, who you see a little bit talking a little bit of smack to maybe Angelina Jolie at that point. One of the characters. There's a whole lot going on in this trailer. But then also you see this gigantic celestial with six red eyes, essentially. Very creepy looking. So we're going to look at that. And first off, it is, what is his name? Areshem the Judge.
Oh.
And he is the leader of the Celestials. Now, this is all based off of the comic books. So to be perfectly honest, they can tweak, change, do whatever the hell they want with these. But this is where we see that. And we've seen Celestials, I think, in just quick shots in, I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy, when they are explaining like the Infinity Stones or maybe the Power Stone. And then Nowhere, which is the place that the Collector resides, that is in the head of a dead Celestial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's all of those things. So they're basically the oldest and most powerful races of sentient beings in the Marvel Universe. They basically are the cosmic gardeners who travel the universe, promising worlds and tinker around with them. Just basically, they're the cultivators of life. And they are the ones that created the Eternals and told them to stay here and defend against the Deviants.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting, because I mean, he looks badass in the trailer.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's huge. Like, the Celestials are, like, bigger than, like, any planet. They are more powerful than most anything else
Ego
out there as well.
Was Ego Celestial, too?
Yeah. Technically? Well, technically, because he mentioned that with Peter Quill, because he said he was a Celestial, but...
He gave that up in... Supposedly, right?
Yeah, it's a whole, and we'll have to see what happens in terms of like Guardians 3 mm-hmm. or even some of these movies and see what's
away.
Going on. Yeah, we don't really know what's essentially going on with a lot of Celestials, and it seems they're kind of like Celestial beings is like mm-hmm. what I thought, and these are like Celestials, but it's like any super powerful cosmic force I think at this point in time is going to be a Celestial. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where they're going with that. We'll have to see really what happens with that character and see how much he is actually a part of it, whether or not it's like a flashback scene or something along those lines. The other one in there was the leader of the Deviants is Kro, K-R-O. He was also created by the Celestials. Deviants and Eternals were done that. And they're just the opposite of the Eternals. So he'll have many battles against them. They'll throw into reasons why he hates them for this reason along those lines and all that stuff. So those are essentially the two things that are going on. But Big Red Dude, he's basically the creator of both of these races.
Huh. Are they trying to destroy Earth or something? What's going on?
Well, the Eternals are trying to save Earth and yes. protect it. And I have to assume that the Deviants are back to destroy it. A new apocalyptic event. According to the trailer, they've only got 7 days. So they got to find all the Eternals who have been doing all of their other things all over the world. Get the band back together and save the Earth and the multiverse and the universe and whatever verse that you want. Because there's a lot of verses going on right now.
I don't want to say it reminds me of it because it's not exactly the same, but it kind of, for some reason it popped into my brain. If you're guys wanting a comic series, there is one called Wicked and the Divine.
Oh, yeah. You've mentioned that before.
And basically, it's these gods that come to Earth, like they die, right? Mm-hmm. But every 90, 99 years, they come back, and they once they hit a certain age, they find out that they are gods. And from that point, they get all their memories back. So they basically are born like a normal human. And then, boom, you hit to a certain age. You find out, I'm a god. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Fair enough.
Usually they keep it quiet. But, you know, they're now in our time.
Yeah.
Like, well, you want to be famous. We're going to share with the world that we are gods and we have all these powers. But once they find out they're gods, they only have a couple years left to live.
Oh, ooh. Interesting.
And
really?
Then they all... have to die again.
Oh, wow.
For 90 some years.
Damn. So that's Wicked and Divine.
Yes.
It seems kind of along the lines of that. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
It's like, let's reunite the crew and crap's going to go down.
So yeah, so we've got the Eternals coming up pretty soon. Like I said, November 5th. Before that, we'll have Shang-Chi, which I think is very soon. Like
I think
maybe
in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, in the next week or so. So we'll be able to check that out. And then beyond that, Spider-Man. Yeah. No Way Home. Kang is coming back in Quantumania.
Ooh.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And I have to imagine there's going to be a Kang-type character, at least one of his many variants, in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. But I've also heard many rumors that basically Wanda is going to be kind of the big bad when it comes down to Multiverse of Madness. Because,
really?
Well, I mean, if she's hearing her children out there and she's going to search for them, maybe she's the one that cracks everything wide, 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 wide open.
Why, Wanda, why?
Well, because she wants her babies.
We gotta protect the
babies. But yeah, so very excited for the Eternals trailer. But now it is time to get to
the Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
All right, Vicky, what do you got for us?
Well, it's Friday.
Okay.
And depending on where you are in the world,
it may or may not be movies.
Movies.
I like movies
too. And sometimes I like watching them in my own home.
And I believe this one you can watch on HBO Max. I'm seeing commercials for it everywhere on, you know, YouTube ads. I'm getting them like on the radio. I keep seeing this everywhere.
Which one?
And it sounds like it's going to be good, but I don't know. Reminiscence.
It's the Hugh Jackman one.
I keep seeing the name, the title of it, and I keep thinking Evanescence. So in my head, I keep saying Evanescence. This is it's that Hugh Jackman movie where he's a private investigator of the mind, and he navigates the darkly alluring world of the past by helping his clients access lost memories.
Interesting.
So living on the fringes of a sunken Miami coast, his life is forever changed when he takes on a new client, May, played by Rebecca Ferguson. A simple matter of lost and found becomes a dangerous obsession. As Bannister fights to find the truth about May's disappearance, he uncovers a violent conspiracy and must ultimately answer the question, how far would you go to hold on to the ones you love?
Interesting. And yes, like you did say, it's available in theaters, but also HBO Max. So you can either watch it at home or if you want to go to the theaters, you can.
And we got two Westworld alums in this, I think. Or no, maybe even three. We have Thandie Newton.
Oh, yep, absolutely.
And then Angela Serafine, which she was one of the...
She was one of the...
the old-timey prostitutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The brothel worker.
Brothel, there you go. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember what the term is. Wench?
I mean, that goes a little bit further back than, I would say, a Westworld. But if they were in maybe a medieval world, that would work a little bit better there.
Fair enough. As of right now, though, it is only got 42 reviews.
Okay.
And that's of the critics. We don't have an audience score as of the time of this recording, and it's at 45%.
No!
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if you're watching it at home and you already have HBO Max, skin off your back except for the time you spent.
I mean, it looks a little cheesy in parts. I'm not going to lie. It looks like it could be good. It's probably not one I'm going to watch this weekend. I'm not going to lie. Are you going to watch it, Joe, this weekend?
I wanted to. I mean, the trailer looks cool. It's a detective show based in memories, Inception style.
Daniel Wu's in it. And I mean, this is really basically just kind of made for you. His character's name is Saint Joe.
Oh,
that's me.
So you can pretend you're Daniel Wu.
I can pretend.
Well, if that's not really catching your fancy, we have another movie coming out. It doesn't have any critic or anything reviewed as of yet. It's called The Protégé.
Protégé.
I used to be called the Prodigy.
No, the Protégé.
The Protégé. It's got the little accents on the E's.
I never had an accent.
So it's this is like that story you hear all the time. I feel like this is, are we done with this? Like the whole, like, she was trained as a young girl to be the most powerful assassin. I'm kind of over it. As much as I love X-23, I'm like, it's been done before. But it does have pretty good casts, like Michael Keaton, Maggie Q, Samuel L. Jackson, Robert Patrick.
Wow, yeah.
But basically, rescued as a child by the legendary assassin named Moody, which is played by Samuel Jackson, and trained in the family business, Anna, played by Maggie Q, is the world's most skilled contract killer. But when Moody, the man who was like a father to her and taught her everything she needs to know about trust and survival, is brutally killed, Anna vows revenge.
All right.
Like we've seen this movie before.
Revenge
and like
revenge, cat and mouse confrontation, loose ends, killing.
Literally, as we're recording this, which is spoiler alert, a day before the movie comes out. Like Vicky said, no critic reviews. That means they're not screening it for the critics, which is not always the best sign. If you've heard Gareth and I talk in the past, usually that means it's going to be a turd. But sometimes those things kind of fall through and you don't even know, man.
But the movie that is getting 94% critics, although there's only 17 reviews, that you may want to watch this weekend, especially if you have children, is Paw Patrol the movie.
Oh, I know what Vicky's watching this weekend.
Oh, yeah. But there's some actual big names in this. What? Randall Park, Dax Shepard, Tyler Perry, Jimmy Kimmel, Kim Kardashian.
What?
Like, I mean, that's not a selling point, but I'm still like blown away. Like, not for me or anything. So I'm pretty sure they don't do the regular voices of these, but I'm sure the kids, Ian or Lion Armorage plays Chase and stuff. If you guys haven't seen Paw Patrol, it's about these
puppies,
basically. And they all have different skills. Like, one's Chase is the police puppy. Then you have, you know, Dalmatian, who's the fireman puppy. You have the construction puppy. All those things. And
I'm more entertained by your breakdown of this cartoon.
I watch Puppy Dog Pals more than I watch Paw Patrol.
Oh, my bad.
Although, my little brother is now getting into Paw Patrol. He has his own Chase doll. We got a Build-A-Bear. Although after we built him and put the little sound effect in there, he's like, no, I want that one that's on the shelf. I'm like, we just built you one. It's the exact same. Oh, that was a nightmare. Don't take a 2.5-year-old to Build-A-Bear, please.
Fair enough.
Another one that this apparently is like a limited run. It's Ted Bundy, American Boogeyman.
No, yeah.
Because we need another Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, let's romanticize a serial killer, everybody.
Yeah,
Those are fun.
Which is funny because they did pick a very beautiful man to play Ted Bundy, Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, it's not Zac Efron in this one?
Nope,
He was in the different one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wait, Zac Efron played him too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because
they want to make him sexy.
Well, that was the lore of Ted Bundy. So I'm learning all these things about serial killers through the murder mystery and makeup through Bailey Sarian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I learned, I never really knew the story of Ted Bundy. I knew that he kind of had roots here in like the Seattle, Washington area.
A little bit, yeah.
But one of the things that made him so scary is the fact that he was such a good looking person. That he was so, like, anybody trusted him. So he would always have like fake casts and crutches and stuff in his car, which apparently was all gutted out just to, you know, for his creepiness.
Yeah.
And so he would pretend he had a broken leg trying to change a tire, and that's how he would lure women in to kill.
Which you may remember as a tactic in Silence of the Lambs with Buffalo Bill getting in the young girl at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so that's why they try to portray him as this very attractive man, because he had fans. While he was in, you know, going through court and stuff, he had fans. But I don't really like the fact that they call him, you know, American Boogeyman, mostly because I also heard about another... prolific serial killer. Oh my God, something Ramirez. I'm blanking on his first name right now. But he was called the Night Stalker.
Because he
did a lot of his horrible, horrible things at night. He would come in like through your window kind of thing. So I feel like that is more of the boogeyman.
Richard Ramirez.
Which
is the basis of the movie Night Stalker with Jake Gyllenhaal as well, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Now that I'm like dipping my toe into these things, like
I know you're getting into scary stuff. This is kind of exciting.
This is what it took. Like, having to hear the stories in my head, it's easier for me to listen to the stories that were in the past, especially, you know, Renaissance time or in the 19-teens.
Yeah.
But like even in the 70s, 60s, like that's a little bit easier for me.
I wonder if we can get you into older scary movies now, like maybe like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, I bet we could get you
that's
into that.
Freaky. I don't know.
I feel like the last horror movie that I remember seeing was The Crazies. And this was a while back.
Yeah, that was an older one.
Unless Evil Dead, the newer one without, what's his face?
Yeah, that was still a horror movie. Yeah, but that was still a while ago.
Yeah, so it's one of those two were the last ones I saw. And The Crazies was because a friend of mine, his sister, wanted to see it, and she was a teenager at the time, and I'm sitting here cowering in the corner.
Yeah, The Crazies was 2010, Evil Dead is 2013, so it's been Evil a Dead. Long time. Yeah, we need to get you on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre train. Maybe for Halloween, maybe you have a spooky party.
Oh, you know what? I think I did see, maybe in the 2015, 2016, I did, my buddy, I hung out with him. Buddy that works here, buddy Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, let's watch a movie. I'm like, cool. What are you thinking? He's like, I want to watch a horror movie. And I'm like, well, it's your house, so you get a pick. So he picked Scream. So I did watch that one.
Okay.
That one wasn't bad.
At least it's fine. Yeah, it's a little bit better on that one. Yeah, we need to get you Big Ol' Scary Monster.
Mm, but like, I'll start watching these. I'll dabble in here.
Is there any other movie out this week?
One that's called The Night House, which also looks like another horror movie. A lot of horror movies coming out this weekend.
It's getting ready to be spooky season.
I know. This one's getting 85% on the tomato meter. One called Demonic, only getting 14% on the tomato meter.
That doesn't seem very good.
Yeah, there's quite a few, but a lot of unknowns, like The Girl Who Got Away.
Well, if you're looking to get into spooky season, just stick with some of the classics, I really feel, at this point in time.
Like Halloween Town.
Yeah, what? That was not where I thought you were going with that one. You added a town to that one.
Yep. Nope, it's not that scary.
Mm-hmm.
until next time, guys. Stay nerdy.